consistently save, and invest for wealth. To get rich, save and invest regularly. Whether you choose stocks, real estate, or other ways to make money, saving and investing regularly are key. Make investing a habit, like paying bills or buying groceries. Over time, your investments will grow much more than your savings alone. When you don't have much to invest, focus on saving until you do. If your savings grow faster than your investments, keep saving as your main focus. For example, if you can save $1,000 a month, totaling $12,000 in a year, and your $10,000 investment is expected to grow by 10%, adding $1,000, save more to increase your investments. If your investment growth is expected to exceed what you can save easily, focus on maximizing the returns from your existing portfolio. To build a strong financial foundation, start by saving in your younger years. As you get older, shift your focus to investing. After around 40 years of saving and investing, nearly two-thirds of your total wealth will come from the gains you make on your investments. Choose savings options that suit you. The usual advice on saving money, for example, saving 20% of your income, doesn't consider two important things. Incomes can change, and how much people save depends on how much they earn. People with lower incomes, like the bottom 20%, save only around 1% of what they make each year, while those in the top 20% save about a quarter. Almost half of American adults worry a lot about how much they've saved. You don't have to save a set amount. Save more when you can, and less when you can't. This approach can ease your worries. To determine how much you can save, subtract your monthly spending from your monthly income. Add up your fixed monthly costs, like rent and car payments, then estimate your other monthly spending. For a more accurate estimate, track these expenses on one credit card and pay the full balance each month. To save more money, you can either spend less or earn more. Cutting spending helps, but for some, like the lowest earners, it's not enough to cover basic needs. Even those earning a bit more often spend most of their income on necessities. The wealthiest, however, spend less of their income on essentials. Don't believe everything you hear about saving money by skipping small luxuries. While it's wise to cut costs, real wealth comes from increasing your income. Simply budgeting and saving can't make up for a low income. Many are stuck in a cycle of poverty, unable to afford the training needed for better-paying jobs. Spend wisely, no guilt. Celebrities like Susie Orman and Gary Vaynerchuk can make us feel bad about our purchases. Their advice can make even rich people worry about having enough money for retirement. In a survey, 20% of people with $5 million to $25 million were worried about retirement funds. Don't let guilt about spending affect you. If you find yourself hesitating to buy things you can afford, think about spending differently. To ease guilt over spending, try the 2x rule. If you want to splurge on $400 shoes, also invest $400. This makes you think about the value of your purchase. If you buy the shoes, investing the same amount can reduce guilt. You could also donate the matching amount to charity. Focus on fulfillment to reduce guilt. Decide if a purchase will bring temporary happiness or lasting fulfillment. For example, an exotic trip might make you happy, but won't necessarily fulfill you. Long-term fulfillment comes from purchases that increase your independence, give you purpose, or enhance your skills. Buying coffee to perform better at work is a wise spend. If you can't find a good reason for a purchase, skip it. Avoid debt if it causes stress. Otherwise, don't demonize it. Financial advisors often advise against credit card debt due to high interest rates. Despite having savings to pay off the debt, some low-income earners choose to carry credit card debt. This may seem counterintuitive, but it provides a safety net for those worried about future accessibility to funds. Debt, including credit card debt, can be a useful financial tool if used wisely. One benefit is risk reduction. Taking on debt can ensure smooth cash flow and reduce the risk of running out of money. For example, a homeowner might keep a mortgage to have funds available for emergencies. A mortgage also allows the borrower to live in a desirable location and avoid rising housing costs. The fixed mortgage payment for decades removes the worry of increasing rents. Debt can have benefits that outweigh its costs. For example, taking out a student loan for education can lead to a well-paying job. However, some types of debt, like credit card debt and payday loans, can cause stress and harm mental health. Mortgages are generally less stressful. Debt can also be harmful when it results from emergency expenses. For some people, debt causes anxiety. It's important to consider the impact of debt on your well-being before taking it on. Invest for retirement income and to guard against inflation. In 1889, Otto von Bismarck, the German Chancellor, established the first government-funded retirement plan in the world. He believed that older and disabled people should receive support from the state. Initially, the retirement age was 70, but it was later lowered to 65 in 1916. Bismarck's idea inspired other countries to create similar programs, especially as people started living longer. In 1851, only 25% of people in developed countries lived to be 70 years old. By 1891, this number had increased to 40%, and now 90% of people reach this age. With longer lifespans and retirement, it's important to plan financially for old age. Investing is crucial for saving for retirement. Research shows that people who prioritize retirement savings tend to save more. To change your long-term investing habits, think about your future self and your future needs. Investing also helps protect against inflation. For example, if you had invested $1 in 1926 to keep up with inflation, it would need to be $15 in 2020. However, if you had invested that $1 in long-term U.S. Treasury bonds, it would be worth $200 in 2020 to 13 times more than inflation. Similarly, a $1 investment in diversified U.S. stocks in 1926 would have grown to $10,937. The stock market offers wealth-building chances, despite ups and downs. Investing is like plotting your journey on a map, with various routes leading to your destination. There's no single right way to do it. It all comes down to what you prefer. Some folks stick to stocks and bonds for their investments. According to finance guru Jeremy Siegel, U.S. stocks have been pretty reliable, churning out an average return of 6.8% annually for the last 200 years. That puts them in the upper echelon globally, though other countries like Australia, South Africa, and Sweden have even stronger markets. But here's the thing. Stocks can be a wild ride. They might soar one day and plunge the next. On average, expect a big 30% dip every 4 to 5 years, and a smaller 10% drop more often. But hang tight. History tells us that given enough time, stocks tend to bounce back and make up for any losses. Bonds are more stable than stocks. When you buy bonds, you're lending money to borrowers who pay it back over time. Some bonds pay interest, called coupons, regularly until the loan ends. U.S. Treasury bonds are popular, coming in different amounts, with various lengths and interest rates. Some bonds mature quickly, while others take 10 to 30 years. Bonds offer a more consistent income compared to stocks, but they generally have lower returns. If you choose to invest in stocks, avoid picking individual ones. Even professionals struggle to make money this way. One expert says that about 80% of the nearly 29,000 companies that traded on U.S. markets since 1950 were gone by 2009. If you decide to pick stocks, remember they might not always do well. Wealth is subjective like beauty. In 2002, Jack Whitaker from West Virginia won $314 million in the lottery, the biggest jackpot in U.S. history. He chose to receive $113 million as a lump sum after taxes. However, Whitaker's luck turned. Within 2 years, he lost his granddaughter to a suspected drug overdose, became distant from his wife, and spent all his winnings on gambling, prostitution, and drinking. Ironically, Whitaker was worth over $17 million before winning the lottery. Even though he was already wealthy, Whitaker didn't feel rich. Lloyd Blankfein, a billionaire and former CEO of Goldman Sachs, has said he feels well-to-do, not rich. I can't even say rich. I don't feel that way. People who compare themselves to others often don't consider themselves wealthy. Perspective matters. According to the 2018 Credit Suisse Global Wealth Report, if your net worth is greater than $4,210, then you are wealthier than half the world. If your net worth is over $93,170, you're in the top 10% worldwide. Every day, people make financial decisions, hoping they'll benefit from them. Since you can't predict the future, educate yourself and make the best choices for your situation. Save and invest as time is on your side. Key points. 1. Save and invest regularly to build wealth, focusing on investments that suit your financial situation. 2. Prioritize saving in your younger years and shift focus to investing as you get older, aiming for long-term gains. 3. Choose savings options that fit your income and save more when possible to increase investments. 4. Spend wisely without guilt, considering purchases that bring long-term fulfillment over temporary happiness. 5. Use debt wisely to manage cash flow and reduce financial risk, but avoid it if it causes stress. 6. Invest for retirement income and to guard against inflation, considering diverse assets for long-term wealth building.